Welcome to More Than a Few Words, a marketing conversation for business owners. This is your host, Lorraine Ball. And today we're going to talk about AI. And I know you think we've talked AI to death, but I got news for you. There are a lot of things you can do with AI that you are not thinking about. Yes, it can write your content, but it can also help you automate your workflows. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And I could not think of a better person to invite to this conversation than Parker Olson. He started his career in a dorm room. He built his Twitter account to over 750,000 followers. And he has started a business called PodPitch, and he's using AI in that business to automate his workflows. And so I'm a fan of PodPitch, and I want to know what he's doing behind the scenes. Parker, welcome to the show.
Hey, Lorraine. I'm obviously very excited to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
I am so excited, and I really want to dive into this topic because, full confession, I'm using AI regularly for my marketing, but I really haven't done much about using it for other parts of my business. How do I start?
Yeah. I hear that all the time. I'm not some like AI consultant. I'm not here to sell services, but yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people are using AI to generate content, but there's this awesome other part of AI that can be used to automate the collection of data, to transform the data in really a seamless way. So as you mentioned, you know, I recently founded this company called PodPitch. And what it does is it actually built on one of the largest podcast data sets in the world. And it goes through it's an AI layered on top of the podcast data set that determines what types of audiences listen to what types of podcasts. And all of that was originally thought of and built kind of through some of this AI automation. So I think it's relevant that we're talking about it today. So yeah, I want to make this super tactical for your listeners, recommend a couple of free tools to use and kind of places to get started. But I'll pause. Does that sound good?
That actually sounds fabulous. I am really curious about the kind of tools that you're using to match audiences with podcasters, because it can just as easily be used to match customers with products and services.
Right.
What should be on my wish list?
Yeah. So the first thing I'll talk about is data collection using AI. So there is, I'm sure people have heard of web scraping, and it can be quite a technical thing, but there is a tool that has been invented in recent history that leverages AI and makes it really easy for anybody to use. So it's called Bardeen.ai. You can use it for free. They have thousands of templates where, you know, if you're trying to collect information from a website or online, and it's a popular website, chances are there's already sort of a template built around that website to collect the information. Now, what Bardeen will do is it will collect information into a Google spreadsheet, typically. That's typically the easiest place to sort of bring information in. So that's sort of step number one in terms of, you know, using an AI tool to collect data. Step number two is taking that data and then running AI over that data to determine certain insights, you know, draft maybe whether it's content or outreach messages, or it can even draft like analysis off of the data, quantitative and qualitative. And so what I recommend, and I've helped several people do now, is set up Bardeen to pull in whatever types of data that they're interested in, and then actually plugging in a ChatGPT API into Google Sheets. So this is kind of the second piece that a lot of people aren't as familiar that it exists, but there are free APIs that you can plug in your ChatGPT account into Google Sheets. And so now GPT has access to all of this data that you pulled into a Google Sheet.
So that's amazing. And then for the non-techies in the audience, an API really is just a bridge between two applications. It just lets two different products talk to each other. And so you've got ChatGPT over here, you have Google Sheets over here, and you have something in the middle that lets them talk to each other, right?
Exactly. It's really is that straightforward on some levels. And you know, connecting them and creating that bridge is very easy. You know, you put in a couple codes in a couple places. And then, you know, what you can do is you can have ChatGPT analyze full data sets or rows of data or certain types of data, and it can clean up the data, can summarize the data, it can run analysis over the data, and this can be done on a mass scale, right? So maybe you collect, I don't know, let's use an example. Maybe you are on LinkedIn and you say, hey, you know, fractional executives are great customers for our products. Okay, you could run this web scraper to collect all this information on all these fractional executives off of LinkedIn into a Google spreadsheet. And then you could have a ChatGPT API plugin and ask the ChatGPT to maybe qualify the person based off of any sort of parameter. And the ChatGPT will reference all of the data from someone's LinkedIn profile and then determine whether they maybe be a good customer for you or not.
Wow. You know, it is taking exactly what many of us are doing manually and turning it on its ear by doing it in real time, 1,000 times faster than I could ever do it. I mean, because that's what I do when I get on LinkedIn. I look for people that would be good connections for me. And one by one, I reach out and I actually have a personal connection. I do have to do personal connections.
Yeah, I mean, another thing it could do, right, is in one cell, you could put a bunch of information about yourself. And you could have the ChatGPT reference that cell and then all of the data about someone else. And you could say, hey, is there anything mutual between us, right? And it could zone in. Maybe it's a geography, a common interest, a piece of background, you know, a certain skill set, whatever. But you're basically putting sort of that workload on the ChatGPT. So yeah, it's really awesome. There's tons of applications for it, as you can imagine.
Okay. So on the one hand, I've got it collecting and analyzing data, and that's going to save me hours and hours and hours. What do I do? Or are there other tools I can be using once I've analyzed the data, once I know mm-hmm. who I want to talk to and how I want to talk to them?
Yeah. I mean, man, there's, you know, if we continue down the path of LinkedIn, maybe let's say, I mean, there are tons of different LinkedIn automation apps as well that are also leveraging sort of AI. So, you know, maybe a workflow automation is collecting this LinkedIn data from LinkedIn searches into a spreadsheet. Maybe you have ChatGPT determine which of these potential, you know, connections may be your best customers, and you have it draft an outreach message that you can train off of examples. And then you can use that same spreadsheet and you could plug it into maybe a tool like one that I'm familiar with is called Meet Alfred. And Meet Alfred will automatically connect with this person and it can send this outreach message that maybe ChatGPT has generated.
Wow. I'm going to have all of these hours available to me because I'm not going to be doing this. What else can I consider automating completely unrelated to everything we've already talked about that could be helpful for me and for my business?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I'm not super intimate with your business, but I mean, are there certain, you know, what are activities where you spend time today, I guess, is what I'd ask.
Well, see, I think now my business is a lot of content creation and a lot of outreach. So certainly I'm using ChatGPT to help me rewrite old articles and create content. But can I use these tools to help me identify other places to publish these articles? Can I use these resources to find websites that might be relevant for my clients?
Yeah, that's a great question. I guess if I were to think about doing that, I would probably just off of the, you know, to top of my head, I would probably put up a Google filter. So for like certain search terms, so maybe it's like marketing, content publishing channels or something. So whenever an article gets published about this topic, you could have that email, again, that data from that email go directly into a Google spreadsheet. And then you can use ChatGPT to analyze the content from the article to say, hey, are there new channels in here or what channels is it discussing? And that can happen autonomously where it's like, okay, on Mondays, I check that spreadsheet to see, are there any other new channels or distribution opportunities for this content, right? I don't know. That's maybe one way I'd think of.
Awesome. Well, I know that the main thing that you're doing with a lot of this content right now is building out the resources in PodPitch. And so for those of you in my audience that are podcasters, you definitely want to check out PodPitch. There'll be a link in the show notes to see if perhaps this is a tool you should be using to grow your podcast, leveraging AI. Parker, thank you for being a part of the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Lorraine. It's so good to chat.
This was a lot of fun, and I made a few notes. I'm going to have a lot more time next month because I'm going to put some of these into practice.
I hope so.
If you've enjoyed this conversation, look for MTFW wherever you listen to podcasts. check out another conversation. They're short. This has been another episode of More Than a Few Words. Thanks for listening.